Good afternoon, Rabbi. So we continue in Simen Tes Vav, Sif Dalid in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, hoping everyone had a beautiful and restful Yom Tov. So we begin again, Simen Tes Vav, Sif Dalid in the Dershi Mishnah Berurah, page Chav Zayin. Nikra HaTalis, come to an interesting case that I'm not sure how Halacha L'maisa it is, but it's interesting nevertheless. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nikra HaTalis Toch Shalosha Etzba'os Samach L'Svas HaKanaf. So we're going to see Machlokes as how to understand this case, but the straight translation is that if the talis ripped within 3 finger breadths from the edge, or I should say the garment ripped within 3 finger breadths from the edge of the garment, Eino Rashay L'Tafro, one is not permitted to re-sew it. Now what is the meaning of this case? So Perush Rashi, Dechashinon sheyishtayir michut hatfira, v'yanichenu v'yosef alav shivas chutim l'shem tzitzis. So according to Rashi, the concern is that if you have a rip, let's say we'll just use the word talis right now. You have a rip in the talis within 3 finger breadths of the edge of the talis. The fundamental concern is that you're going to sew it up. There may be some additional thread that hangs down from the sewing up, and one may come to count that thread as part of the strings of the tzitzis. Using that logic, afilo nikra kol shulo yitvar, even any rip of any amount, one should not sew up again within 3 finger breadths of the end, out of concern that one may come to use that thread as part of the tzitzis itself. Ulafiza, but using the logic of Rashi, talis shalt semer shin nikra'as toch shlosha mutar litfara idna. But using this logic, if you have a talis made out of wool that experiences a tear within 3 finger breadths of the bottom of the garment, you would be permitted to go ahead and stitch it up. De'ein derech litfar b'chutzei tzemer. So this is interesting. So apparently today the custom is, or at least the Shulchan Aruch says the custom is, that we do not use woolen thread. So because we don't use woolen thread, therefore if one goes ahead and ends up stitching the ripped part of the talis, one is not concerned that one is going to end up using some of that additional thread as tzitzis, since that thread is not made from wool. Because it's not made from wool, therefore there's no concern that one may come to use it as tzitzis. So it's interesting. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, B'chutei Tzemer, Ela B'shar Minim. People today don't use woolen thread, they use other forms of thread. V'akol Yodim Shishar Minim Ein Pocher B'tzemer, Im Kein Lo Yavo L'tzarif Osa Hachut. And everyone knows that on a woolen garment, you have to use woolen tzitzis, or for that matter, linen tzitzis. But we don't do that today in the absence of tcheles. So therefore, again, since you're using non-wool thread, people will not come to use that or count that as part of the tzitzis. V'hu adin diyesh lahakel gam bishar minim im tofro b'min acher. So to again, this logic, according to this approach, that this halacha or this exemption would apply anytime you're using a stitching or a thread that is a different material than the garment itself. Because remember, we established, technically speaking, you can go ahead and you can make tzitzis out of any garment you want, any material you want. The only thing is, either when the tzitzis themselves either have to be made of that same material or have to be made from wool. That's the halacha. So this is Rashi. So according to Rashi, Rashi holds that if you have a talis and it has a rip within 3 finger breadths of the edge of the garment, so the truth is we don't go ahead and stitch it up out of concern that one may come to use the excess thread from the stitching as tzitzis, which of course would be problematic. However, again, the exemption is that since today people aren't using woolen thread, so therefore there's no real concern that one may come to go ahead and use any of the additional stitching as tzitzis. That's the first understanding of this halacha. However, Rav Amram, on the other hand, holds the taima mishum dinikra toch shlosha les be toras beget ukaman delesi dami. Now, Rav Amram has a fundamentally different understanding of this case. According to Rav Amram, this is not referring just simply to a tear in the garment, but rather this is referring to where an entire strip of the garment tore off the bottom of the talis. And according to Rav Amram, the halacha is like this, that if an area of the garment, bottom of the garment, less than 3 finger breadths tore off, so he says the halacha is that you would not reattach that. He says, Va'af al-gav ditfara, even if you restitched it back on, kiman de pasik choshuv, it's as if it's detached. So what Rav Amram is saying is the following. that if you have a beged, if you have a talus, and let's say a strip of fabric from the bottom of the talus, less than 3 finger breadths, is torn off the talus, torn off the bottom of the talus. So Rav Amram says that you should not go ahead and reattach that. Now, I remember, less than 3 finger breadths, ultimately, again, is not considered to be the shear of a beged. That's not considered to be just the minimum dimensions of a garment. Therefore, says Rav Amram, when you reattach that, even by reattaching it, it does not give that torn piece, once it's reattached, a new status as being part of the beged. As such, the Ovid Beit Tzitzis lo pitar latalis. Therefore, if one went ahead and put tzitzis on this garment, one will have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now let's analyze this. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka on Yud Beis, Mishum Dinikra. Rav Amram's idea is that if you have a piece of material that is less than 3 finger breadths, then that it does not have the status of a beged. Because it does not have the status of a beged, if you attach it to a larger beged, it does not become part of that larger beged. Therefore, technically speaking, if you were to go ahead and you were to have, let's say, the bottom of the garment with the tzitzis on, and 3 finger breadths of that edge of the garment, including the tzitzis, were to become torn off, and then you were to reattach it, that reattached little strip does not become part of the larger beged, and therefore, again, the tzitzis that are part of that smaller strip do not exempt the larger beged. Similarly, even if there weren't tzitzis on it yet, but a person just attached a small strip less than 3 finger breadths to the bottom of the talus, halacha lemaisa, that little strip does not become part of the beged itself. Because of that, if one were to subsequently put tzitzis on the bottom of that beged, the halacha would be that they would not go ahead and fulfill the obligation. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, he says, if you take a look, I'm sorry, at Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, V'i Ovid, wrote Salomar, afilu osa tzitzis chadoshim bechatichos, hakanaf hahu, achar shetafar la'atalis, afilu hachi lo part la'atalis, is what we just said before, that if, let's say, you had this strip that's less than 3 finger breadths, and you attach it to the bottom of the talus, and then you put tzitzis on that strip, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, the tfira lo chashiv chibor bazeh, because the act of sewing on the small thin strip that's less than 3 finger breadths is not considered to be an attachment to the larger beged. Ukiman de pasek adain chashiv imitchilim nikra knaf legamri mina beged. So back up top to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, ulepeirushzeh, according to Rav Amram, im nikra v'nishtayir kolshu kasher. Now, according to this logic, according to Rav Amram, the problematic case is only when the entire piece of material is detached from the garment. But if the entire piece of material is not detached, but rather, again, there is some even little bit that is still attached to the garment, ultimately, again, that small piece of fabric is still considered to be a larger part, or excuse me, is still considered to be a part of the larger beged. If you look in Sif Katan Gedal in the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Shu Kasher, wrote Salomar, Afilo Hatzitzis Hayu Bo Be'eish Shenikra, even if the tzitzis were there at the time that it was ripped, V'eish Machmir Nebazeh, so in this case, where Rav Amram says that if part of the bottom strip that's less than 3 finger breadths, if part of it remained attached to the beged, so some say if you had tzitzis on it, the tzitzis are still kosher. Others say no, the tzitzis would have to be untied and then retied. The Yesh Omrim, others explain, the Rav Amram lo nifsal ela tzitzios shahayu bo be'eshe tefaro. Others say no, that according to Rav Amram, the only time that this case is problematic is, let's say, again, when you have the detached piece of fabric that's less than 3 finger breadths, and then you reattach it. So what's problematic? If the tzitzis were already on that thin piece of fabric at the time that you reattached it. However, avam achar shetefaro hitl bo tzitzis kasher. But if you went ahead and, after you sewed the small, thin, less than 3 finger breadths piece of fabric back onto the larger garment, you put new tzitzis on, then aloch lemaisa, the beged will be kosher. Or that should say the tzitzis will be kosher for the greater beged. V'yirei shamayim yetzi es kulam hecha de'efshar. But someone who's yirei shamayim should try to go ahead and be yotzei all of the shitos when possible. In other words, what the Mechaber is really saying is that one should try to go ahead and be choshesh for both of the shitos of Rashi as well as with Amram. Therefore, according to Rashi, so if one had a tear in the talus within 3 finger breadths of the bottom of the talus, one should be careful not to go ahead and sew that up with woolen thread, lest one come to use the excess thread to go ahead and count as one of the strings of tzitzis, which would be problematic. But as long as one is not using excess woolen thread, according to Rashi, sewing up the tear does not pose a problem. According to Rashi, it goes without saying that if the tear is above 3 finger breadths, so at that point in time, then there's no real concern, because remember, as we've established already earlier on, tzitzis must be put on the corner of the baguette within 3 finger breadths of the bottom of the baguette. So any tear that's above 3 finger breadths, even if you would sew that up with woolen thread, it still would not pose a problem, because one's not going to come to use those excess threads for tzitzis, since they're too high up on the baguette. According to Rav Amram, the issue really is the following. If there is a piece of fabric that is totally torn off the bottom of the baguette in totality, if that piece of fabric is more than 3 finger breadths wide, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't state this case explicitly, but it's understood. If that piece of fabric is more than 3 finger breadths wide, then it constitutes its own baguette. If it's already a baguette, then attaching that to the larger baguette is fine, and the tzitzis that are put on the bottom of that smaller strip will be good for the entire baguette. However, if the bottom strip is less than 3 finger breadths wide, the problem is that does not have the din of the baguette, not have the din of a garment. And therefore, according to Rav Amram, even if you reattach that smaller strip, less than 3 finger breadths, to the larger strip, at the end of the day, they do not combine to form one baguette, one garment. Therefore, tzitzis that are attached at the bottom of the thin strip will not go ahead and work for the larger garment. However, again, even according to Rav Amram, it appears that that's only true if the tzitzis were already on the smaller piece of fabric when it's being reattached to the larger garment. But if you first reattached the thinner piece of fabric, less than 3 finger breadths, you sew that back onto the larger garment, and then you put the tzitzis on that, it would appear that according to many opinions, halacha l'maisa, that would work. We will stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with Sif Hei in Siman Tesvav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.